Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about our tendency to blame others for our poor user experience. Something's been bugging me for a while and I want to share it with you. But I fully admit that this is more of a rant than a podcast, but it's my show and I can say what I want. I'm fed up with listening to my peers in the user experience discipline moaning about colleagues, clients, and management. To be fair, I hear other digital professionals doing that too, but as will become apparent in a moment, the UX profession should know better. It feels like we're always blaming others for our failure to improve the experience of users. We say that our managers block us, that colleagues undermine us, and that clients overrule us. We have to fight with compliance, argue with developers, and blame marketing. In short, we're continually frustrated that nobody seems to take the user experience as seriously as we do. We often conclude that people are either stupid or selfish, but we should know better than that. Think about it for a moment. We're paid to empathize, to get inside the heads of our users and understand what they want, what their needs are, and what their pain points are. We spend considerable effort trying to understand them, and yet we fail to apply any of the same principles to the people we work with. It's so easy to vilify our colleagues, isn't it? To see them as a barrier to building a great experience. But if we took a moment to think about it, we would realize that they aren't the problem. We are. We're so busy pushing our agenda that we fail to consider what they need to achieve. For example, it's hardly surprising that a compliance officer is going to insist on a load of legal jargon being posted to a website if they're going to be fired were the company to be prosecuted. You can equally sympathize with the developer who wants to use Capture because he's overwhelmed with work and that's just the quickest solution. But this isn't just about being kind to our colleagues. If we understand their perspective, we can start to empathize with them and we're going to be in a much better position to persuade them. In the same way as we can't persuade users to take action on a website without understanding their motivations, it's equally impossible to convince colleagues to prioritize user experience if we don't understand their drivers. In his appropriately titled post, "Why I Can't Convince Executives to Invest in UX and Neither Can You," Jared Spall wrote, "You can find out what your executives already are convinced of. If they're any good at what they do, they likely have something they want to improve. It's likely to be related to improving revenue, reducing costs, increasing the number of new customers, increasing the sales from existing customers, or increasing shareholder value. Good UX can help with each of those." If you want others to care about UX, we need to find out what they already care about and leverage that. In short, we need to do user research on our own stakeholders. In 2015, I wrote a post about adapting empathy mapping for UX design. In it, I suggested that we needed to understand the following about our users: what tasks they want they're trying to complete and what questions they need answered, how they're feeling about their experience and what matters to them, what people, things or places may influence how they act, and what pain points they might be hoping to overcome, and what's their ultimate goal, what they're trying to achieve. Now, I would argue that we need to know the same things about our stakeholders. Heck, I would even argue that we need to be producing empathy maps for key stakeholders. This is certainly something I've done. By having a clear understanding of our stakeholders, we're going to be in a better position to present our agenda in a way that's palatable to them, in a way that they will embrace. As an industry, we seem to be under the impression that those who don't see the value of user experience design have failed. Now, I would argue that in those situations, it's us that's failed, that we've been unable to understand our audience sufficiently to convince them of its value. That's on us, not them.